Thank you, Trevor. Boy, it's been a great night.
I express
my personal appreciation to Brady and Trevor for putting this together. I appreciate all that have been here tonight, and we're encouraged by the visitors that we have as well as our regular members. Anytime that we come together, we try to provide an opportunity for any who have yet to render their obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ to do so, or if you as a Christian stand outside of the proper relationship you ought to have with God and Christ, we give you the opportunity as well to ask for the prayers of the saints here. If you turn in your Bibles to Psalm 18, I'd like for us to just consider a couple of thoughts, and then we'll sing our invitation song. I found it interesting tonight how many songs that we sang that talked about how worthy our God is, how worthy Christ is. One of the songs that I was asked to sing is drawn from a verse that we'll see here in Psalm 18 that begins, "I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." And then the song that we sang tonight, "I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears." That beautiful thought that's expressed that we sing in the song that we did tonight, "I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised." What is it that makes Jesus worthy of the praise that we've offered him tonight? Well, we recognize that he is God. We recognize as well that he is our creator. But the fact that Jesus came to this earth and shed his blood on behalf of weak and helpless souls such as you and I are makes him absolutely worthy to be praised. We recognize that it is because of that that we have the hope that if we are obedient to him and we clothe ourselves in the blood of Christ by our obedience to the gospel, we may be able to stand before God forgiven of sin. And when the end of this age comes, we can have the hope of eternal life with God in the age to come. You know, in this passage, though, a couple of times it mentioned the idea of calling upon the Lord. What is involved in calling upon the Lord? Look over, if you would, in Acts chapter 2. And I'd like you to notice in Acts chapter 2, we see an instance in which this very idea is expressed. In Acts chapter 2, look with me in verse 21. Here, when the very first gospel sermon after Jesus' ascension back into heaven is preached, it is interesting because a quote comes from the Old Testament that speaks of calling upon the Lord, and it says this, "And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." You know, the psalm that we just looked at describes this idea of the way in which when we depend upon God, we call to him, he saves us, he delivers us. Here it is echoed in this idea that whoever calls upon him will be saved. But that leads us again to the question, how do we call upon the Lord? You know, this very passage helps us answer that question. Because when Peter is preaching and when he comes to the end of his lesson here, after he's talked about this idea of Christ as the Messiah and whoever calls upon the Lord may be saved, you may remember that near the end of this, the people recognize we have sinned by crucifying the Messiah. And so down in verse 37, you'll notice that they ask at the end of verse 37, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And in verse 38, the Apostle Peter gives this answer. "Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." From that we recognize calling on the Lord doesn't just mean that we acknowledge him or that we praise him, nor does it mean that we simply ask him to come into our heart. It means full obedience to him. Here it reflects the idea of a repentance, turning away from sin. It is the idea as well of putting on Christ in the waters of baptism. If you've not done that tonight, all things are ready and prepared. We invite you to come while we stand and sing.